Hi, this is Chapter 11, Establishing a Station. There are 29 questions in this chapter. Number 1. What kind of amateur station automatically retransmits the signals of other stations? A repeater station. Number 2. Of the components in an HF station, which component would normally be connected closest to the antenna, antenna tuner, and dummy load? Antenna switch. Number three. In an HF station, the antenna tuner is usually used for matching the transceiver with most antennas when operating below 14 megahertz. Number four. Of the components in an HF station, which component will be used to match impedances between the transceiver and the antenna? The antenna tuner. Number five. In an HF station, which component is temporarily connected to the tuning process? Dummy load. Number 6. In an HF station, the antenna tuner is commonly used with most antennas when operating below 14 MHz. Number 7. Which component in an HF station is the most useful for determining the effectiveness of the antenna system? SWR bridge. Number 8. In designing an HF station, which component would you use to reduce the effects of harmonic radiation? A low-pass filter. Number 9. A low-pass filter in an HF station is most effective when connected as close as possible to the transceiver output. Number 10. A low-pass filter in an HF station is most effective when connected as close as possible to the linear amplifier output. Number 11. Which of the following describes full break-in telegraphy? Incoming signals are received between transmitted Morse dots. Number 12. Which is one way to shorten transmitter tune-up time on the air to cut down on interference? Tune the transmitter into a dummy load. Number 13. How can on-the-air interference be minimized during a lengthy transmitter testing or loading up procedure? Use a dummy load. Number 14. Why would you use a dummy antenna? To allow antenna tuning without causing interference. Number 15. In a digital system, the modem is connected to the computer. Number 16. In a digital system, the transceiver is connected to the modem. Number 17. In a digital system, the blank interfaces with the computer. Input, output. Number 18. In an amateur digital radio system, the audio connections of the modem or sound card modem are connected to the transceiver. Number 19. What may happen if an SSB transmitter is operating with too much speech processing? It may cause splatter interference to other stations operating near its frequency. Number 20. A mismatched antenna or transmission line may present an incorrect load to the transmitter. The result may be full power will not be transferred to the antenna. Number 21. What may happen if an SSB transmitter is operated with the microphone gain set too high? It may cause splatter interference to other stations operating near its frequency. Number 22. The input power to the final stage of your transmitter is 200 watts and the output is 125 watts. What has happened to the remaining power? It has dissipated as heat loss. Number 23. How should the microphone gain control be adjusted on a single sideband phone transmitter? For slight movement of the ALC meter on modulation peaks. Number 24. One result of a slight mismatch between the power amplifier of a transmitter and the antenna would be reduced antenna radiation. Number 25. The difference between DC input power and RF output power of a transmitter RF amplifier appears as heat dissipation. Number 26. The automatic level control, or ALC, in an SSB transmitter controls the peak audio input so that the final amplifier is not overdriven. Number 27. What is the result of an overdeviation in an FM transmitter? Out of channels emissions. Number 28. What can you do if you are told your FM handheld or mobile transceiver is overdeviating? Talk further away from the microphone. Number 29. You are transmitting FM on the 2-meter band. Several stations advise you that your transmission is distorted. A quick check with a frequency counter tells you that the transmitter is on the proper frequency. Which of the following is the most probable cause of the distortion? The frequency deviation of your transmitter is set too high.